We're reading in the writings of Bala Sulam the article, The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. We're continuing with the heading, The Actuality in the Wisdom of Kabbalah. You can send us questions, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Let's keep going.
The actuality in the wisdom of Kabbalah. But actual things are found even in the corporeal reality set before our eyes, although we have neither perception nor an image of their essence, such as the electricity and the magnet, which are called fluidum. Nevertheless, who can say that these names are not real when we have completely satisfactory awareness of their actions and we are utterly careless about the fact that we have no perception of the essence of the subject itself, namely electricity in itself? This name is as tangible and as close to us as though it were entirely perceived by our senses. Even little children are familiar with the word electricity, as well as they are familiar with words such as bread, sugar, and so on. Moreover, if you wish to exercise your tools of scrutiny, I shall tell you that as a whole, as there is no perception of the Creator whatsoever, it is likewise impossible to attain the essence of any of His creatures, even the tangible objects that we feel with our hands. Thus, all we know about our friends and relatives in the world of action before us is nothing more than acquaintance with actions. Those are prompted and born by the association of their encounter with our senses, which render us complete satisfaction, although we have no perception whatsoever in the essence of the subject. Furthermore, even you have no perception or attainment whatsoever in even in your own essence. Everything you know about your own self or your own essence is nothing more than a series of actions extending from your essence. Now you can easily conclude that all the names and appellations that appear in books of Kabbalah are indeed real and actual, although we have no attainment in the subject matter whatsoever. This is so because those who engage in them have the complete satisfaction of inclusive perception in its ultimate wholeness, meaning also merely perception of actions that are prompted and born from the association of the upper light and its perceivers. However, it is quite sufficient, for this is the rule. All that is measured and is extended from His guidance to so as to become a reality, the nature of creation, is completely satisfactory. This is just as one will not wish for a sixth finger in his palm, because the five fingers are quite sufficient.
Meaning,
just like we, in our world, in our state, we feel those things and we're able to grasp them according to taste, sweet, bitter, so on and so forth, according to color and sound and so on, in our five senses, so can we receive spiritual influence if we have a vessel, a sense for spirituality. That's what we're lacking. We don't have the sensitivity to this influence called spirituality. And this is something we have to attain. to receive, to acquire. And we do it through the connection between us, whereby sharpening my senses in the connection with the friends, by trying to come closer to them, to love them, to feel them as close to me and important to me, dear to me. By that, I'm directing my will to receive, to be also prepared and directed toward bestowal, not only towards reception. And then inside this vessel that is aimed at bestowal, like a musical instrument, if I tune myself even to a small extent to bestowal, I begin to feel in this vessel, like the violin of David, I begin to feel the influence of the Creator on me. And more and more friends next to me, if they also try to do it, we begin to calibrate our vessels toward this external influence from the Creator, and He begins to play us. And then we are like an instrument, a musical instrument, and He's like the performer of the music. And that's how we come to calibrate our vessels. Meaning we lack nothing, but only to rise a little bit above our ego and to connect between us toward the force of bestowal of the Creator.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рафа, что значит, что Творец начинает играть на этой скрипке?
What does it mean that the Creator starts playing the instrument?
That we begin to receive His bestowal. The upper light arranges us, corrects us, also intensifies, increases us, and also arranges us like an orchestra together. And this way we begin to take on more and more from Him, His attitude, His relation. This is how He provides us with His forms of bestowal, and we just need to calibrate ourselves more and more in order to receive from Him the sounds, the instruments that are closer to being more and more exalted.
How is it felt in the ten? The actions of the Creator, His bestowal upon us, the notes He brings out of there.
To the extent in which we connect more between us, we can feel more and more the bestowal of the Creator upon us. Because to the extent in which we nullify our ego in the course of 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, to that extent we connect more, become one vessel. And upon this vessel, the Creator plays.
PT-19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. What does he mean when he writes only recognition of actions that come from the upper light with those attaining it? What does he want to tell me here? Now I have no connection with the upper light?
This is not speaking about you.
So who?
Okay. You leave yourself for a moment. This speaks about those people who have the possibility to be an instrument, a vessel, and to receive inside this vessel the bestowal of the Creator.
So where are we?
We're not in this yet.
Where are we? That's what I'm asking.
We are in the process of building ourselves to be such a vessel.
And then we'll also be like the ones that are here?
Yes.
How do we do it? In the connection between us, that's what you're saying?
Agree to be a piece of wood so that the Creator will make a part of the vessel from you.
I'm a zero.
Okay, that's how you say. Tel Aviv 3.
Why does the corporeal and spiritual reality, why is it built in a way that we don't perceive the essence of what we are inspired from?
Because we don't have the vessels. You're also not impressed by spirituality. You're impressed by corporeality, by yourself, to the extent in which you invest and why you're not receiving what you deserve.
Yes, it's like he's writing something very special here that we don't understand the essence of what's bestowing upon us.
Because you don't have the vessels, why are you asking me?
We can even attain such vessels.
Through the fact that you emerge outside of yourself, rise above yourself, and therefore you're connected to a group, and you have the opportunity to connect with the friends, and to invest yourself in them, that's considered that you exit above yourself.
That's it.
The group helps you implement in corporeality what you need to do in spirituality. Without a group, you will probably think that you're doing spiritual actions and where am I and why don't I get? But if you're in a group, you will practically do what is written that a person needs to do. Connect to them, try to be as much as possible connected to them, heart and soul, in your mind and heart, with thoughts and desires, with the friends, such that each will all be as one and aimed towards the one Creator. All together, that's what you need. It's not something that is unimaginable. Wonderful. We don't have questions. It is so clear that we need to do, but we're not doing yet. Next.
Subtitle, the corporeal terms and the physical names in the books of the Kabbalah. Any reasonable person will understand that when dealing with spiritual matters, much less with godliness, we have no words or letters with which to contemplate. This is because our whole vocabulary is but combinations of letters of our senses and imagination. And how can they assist where there are neither imagination nor senses? Even if we take the subtlest word that can be used in such matters, meaning the word upper light, or even simple light, it is still imaginary and borrowed from sunlight or candlelight or a light of contentment one feels upon resolving some doubt. How can we use them in a spirit, in spiritual matters and godly ways? They offer the examiner nothing more than falsehood and deceit. And particularly, so, it is particularly so where one needs to find some rationale in these words to help one in the negotiations customary in the research of the wisdom. Here, the sage must use rigorously accurate definitions for the eyes of the readers. Should the sage fail but with a single unsuccessful word, he will confuse and mislead the readers. they will not understand at all what he says before and after it, and everything connected to that word as is known to anyone who examines books of wisdom. Thus, one should wonder, how is it possible for the Kabbalists to use false words to explain the interconnections in this wisdom? Also, it is known that there is no definition through the false name, for the lie has no legs and no stance. Indeed, here you must first know the law of root and branch by which the words relate to one another.
Questions? There are none. Okay, so the text is clear. You can go over it more. Okay. And we will continue.
Title: The Law of Root and Branch by Which the Worlds Are Related. Kabbalists have found that the form of the four worlds, named Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, beginning with the first highest world called Atzilut, down to this corporeal tangible world called Asiya, is exactly the same in every item and event. This means that everything that eventuates and occurs in the first world is found unchanged in the next world below it too. It is likewise in all the worlds that follow it down to this tangible world. There's no difference between them, but only a difference of degree perceived in the substance of the elements of reality in each and every world. The substance of the elements of reality in the first upmost world is finer than in all the ones below it. And the substance of the elements of reality in the second world is thicker than in the first world, but finer than all that is in the lower degree. This continues similarly down to this world before us, whose substance of the elements of its reality is coarser and darker than in all the worlds preceding it. However, the shapes and elements of reality and all their occurrences come unchanged and equal in every world, both in quantity and in quality. They compared it to the conduct of a seal and its imprint. All the shapes in the seal are perfectly transferred in every detail and intricacy to its imprinted object. So it is with the worlds. Each lower world is an imprint of the world above it. Hence, all the forms in the higher world are meticulously copied in both quantity and quality to the lower world. Thus, there is not an element of reality or an occurrence of reality in a lower world that you will not find its likeness in the world above it, as identical as two drops in a pond. And they are called root and branch. That means that the item in the lower world is deemed a branch of its pattern found in the higher world, which is the root of the lower element, as this is where that item in the lower world has been imprinted and made to be. That was the intention of our sages when they said, you do not have a blade of grass below, that has not a fortune and a guard above, that strike it and tell it, grow. It follows that the root called fortune compels it to grow and assume its attribute in quantity and quality, as with the seal and its imprint. This is the law of root and branch that applies in every detail and occurrence in reality, in every single world, in relation to the world above it.
Moscow 1.
Материя отличается по качеству только в разных мирах или в рамках одного мира тоже?
The differences in matter, in quality, is between the different worlds.
There are the two different degrees, and the differences in the difference in the matter and the feeling and everything. Only that between the worlds you have differences, certain differences, and between the sfirot and the partsufim, there are also certain changes. But certainly in each and everything, when it is imprinted and seized and cut off from the other, it changes with all its discernments. In all its discernments. There's a law that there's no sum in spirituality. If there's a change, it has to come down to this, even the smallest detail in the thing that is being changed. The vessel cannot be a copy of the other vessel and that it has some little change. If there's a small change, there's that small change in all the details of that vessel.
Beseder.
Okay.
Florida.
Good. Florida.
Yes, Rav. It had me really thinking. So in the upper world, there is an imprint, say, of me that is more refined. It's a substance. It says there's a substance in the upper world, and there's no change except in the refinement. Is this correct?
Nachon.
Correct. Correct. Yes. Only what you have from that. That you have a root in the upper world, of course, there's a root in the end of correction, of course. But you need to attain it. And for the time being, you're in the lower world.
Barur.
Clear. Ita 4.
Grazie, Rav, per l'opportunità di chiedere. Non mi è chiaro cosa significa che quello che accade nel mondo superiore accade anche nel mondo inferiore, e quindi quello che cambia è soltanto la nostra percezione. Che cosa significa questo?
I don't understand what it means that everything that happens in the upper world also happens in the lower world. It's only our perception?
No, it has nothing to do with our perception. It doesn't have to do with us. This is the law in all the worlds. In all the worlds, we have the same traditions, the same sfirot, partsufim, the same relations, only in accordance to that world and that coarseness and the screen and the reflected light, it's expressed differently towards the lower ones. Towards the lower ones. Altogether, we cannot talk about spirituality unless through those who attain it. Those who attain spirituality. And if they don't attain, then what are you talking about? About the light of Insof? The moment a person starts to identify with the light of Insof to the same extent in which he identifies with the light of Insof, he begins to see and feel these forms, the relations between him and the light of Insof. And that's called a world, Partsuf, etc.
Tel Aviv.
Okay.
Posso continuare la domanda?
Tel Aviv 4.
Yes. E quindi nella misura in cui diciamo uno si avvicina a questa luce di Ein Sof, è quella condizione di, che permette di avere la sensazione di un mondo piuttosto che di un altro.
So to the extent that someone comes closer to Ein Sof, he can feel one world instead of the other, and he advances in attaining the worlds.
Yes. Il mondo che sta sopra di noi diventa il mondo delle radici, però a sua volta c'è un altro mondo al di sopra che diventa il mondo delle radici del mondo sopra di noi. Ecco, questo è quello che io non riuscivo a capire.
So once you attain a world, there's another world that is the root towards us, and then when we advance towards it, so there's another world that becomes a root towards the world we attained.
Correct. Correct. Meaning, you, through your efforts, build the world. Without you relating to the Creator, to Ein Sof, there are no worlds. There's no concealment. Rather, it's all Ein Sof.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Rav, я тут могу, конечно же, заблуждаться, но вот хочется, знаете, что вот в связи с этим прочитано.
I can be mistaken, but according to what we just read, I'd like to understand. Let's say if some species becomes extinct, so is it connected to our actions, or there because there's a root to every detail in nature?
Certainly there is nothing that happens in our world unless it is from Ein Sof, from above. And on the other hand, on the side, there's nothing that happens in Ein Sof, in the upper world, unless it is through our work from below. Meaning that according to the adaptation between us and spirituality, the changes take place. We are constantly in changes of our will to receive, as it's constantly changing and changing and changing, and this way we feel that this world is changing days, months, years, etc., in corporeality, and also in spirituality. And all our work is to adapt ourselves to this process in which everything is passing, and we don't know how to compare ourselves with the process. Therefore, we are constantly under the pressures, blows, sufferings, issues. So to the extent in which we connect between us more and more and feel the changes that come to us from above, thus we will be able to resemble ourselves or adapt ourselves to those changes that are coming from us from below, and then there will be harmony between the upper world and the lower world, such that also the Creator will be able to truly come down all the way to this world, meaning the feeling of godliness will be in the manner as it is written, and a wolf will live with a lamb. That is our work, specifically in our times. Let's hope that we will bring forth this true change.
Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, are the feelings actually the clothing in the desires? If so, how do we involve the creators in this feeling?
It's not simple to explain this, if it's even possible. We certainly, what we feel because the Creator wants us to feel that way. That's it.
Ita 1.
Caro Rav, i mondi inferiori sono un'impronta di mondi superiori, ma la nostra intenzione sfugge a questa regola dove tutto è predeterminato? A che livello di mondi opera l'intenzione? Grazie.
We learn that the lower worlds come as a print from the upper world. But is our intention free of that, or is that also determined in advance?
No, our intention depends on the work between us. I am operated from above, and I am called the desire to receive in me. But if I'm incorporated with that in the group, then I can change my behavior through the influence of the group. Because in the group there are forces that belong to that source, like me. It's not just a group of some strangers that are walking around in the streets. These are people who are also yearning to connect to the Creator. And then if we want to connect to Him together, by that we change His attitude towards us. And then in such a way we advance. Meaning to the extent in which we try to be connected together to our one source, our one source operates upon us like upon one body. And by that, we ascend and ascend and ascend from degree to degree. Okay?
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. Maybe continuing that, if, as he writes, that all the worlds are a seal and an imprint, so in rationality, every action I do in this world of bestowal would also be bestowal. But it's actually opposite.
Because you're performing actions in your egoistic desire. And you don't belong to the worlds. You belong to the souls.
What does that mean?
You are not like the worlds. You are in a more internal degree than the worlds. The souls exist in the worlds.
But if, what does it mean that they come from the worlds?
The Creator influences the worlds in order to advance like our world in general. And He also bestows upon the souls. And He bestows upon the souls in a different way, by depending on each type of soul and each and every soul, even individually, He bestows upon each of those in a specific way.
The souls aren't printed from the upper souls?
No. The worlds are the degrees. But the souls are within the worlds, and upon them there's already more individual providence. Slowly, it will stabilize.
Okay, and another question. Why are the connections between us in this world they're so primitive? Why is this world so primitive in relation to...
In accordance with our ego. According to our ego, as we are disconnected from the upper world, and therefore we need to disconnect from this world somewhat and to connect ourselves to the upper world. But the upper world operates according to the rules of bestowal.
And when we connect to the upper world. So it'll be less primitive, or will it remain this way?
When we connect to the upper world, we certainly become superior. We change the degree of our world. Our world meaning that which each lives within his world. We'll talk about that later. We also don't have the time today. It's an immense thing, and we will gradually discover it. Okay, we... Asia.
Rav, you said to Itafor that we build the upper worlds. How can it be that we build something that's already there?
I don't understand what you're being confused here. I see that it's really too bad that I started to answer these questions where you're not yet digesting them. We are where we are. That's called one should not judge, but what his eyes see. We are in the corporeal world. That's it. If you want to rise to a higher up world, it operates according to laws of bestowal and not laws of reception. To the extent in which you can be connected in mutual bestowal to one another, which is what we're developing in the ten, then to that extent, to that measure, you'll be incorporated in a higher up degree, a spiritual degree. For the time being, we're all in corporeality.
But does that mean that each one has a different perception of the upper world? Does each one has a different perception of the connection?
Now, certainly yes, because you have no perception. No attainment, yes? When we begin to attain, then we will see how we equalize our impressions. For the time being, not.
Thank you.
Okay? All right, so we will move to the third part of the lesson. The study of the Ten Sefirot.
Let's go to the next part.
Fuerza para abrir bien los corazones cuando la luz asome. Dejemos nuestra alma libre, llenaremos nuestros pozos que en el tiempo quedaron secos. Como el árbol crecemos con el brillo en los ojos. Dale, dale, bella jatale. Caemos y nos levantamos al fin. A subir, unidos a subir. Hay un rezo del corazón que quiere acercarse, y dentro de él a un hombre acurrucarse.
Y es fila shedmaot shepotchot sharei shamayim. וקושרות הקצוות עוד מעט נלמד לחיות.